This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-S, first name Tanya, T-A-N-I-A, date of birth July 6, 1975, date of evaluation July 19, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Roth, R-O-T-H. The chief complaint, 47-year-old female CNCopathy, B, and she is scheduled for left knee surgery. The HPI, as noted, the patient is a 47-year-old female who reports a back injury dating to April 26, 2012. She stated that she had subsequently developed a right foot drop, period. She developed problems with the right foot and had subsequently been referred for physical therapy for pain. In the interim, she developed a compensative injury to the left knee, period. She had continued with symptoms and subsequently underwent MRI, followed by a conservative course of therapy to include steroids, PRP, and a knee brace, period. However, she saw no improvement, period. She has had ongoing pain, which she describes as hot iron in her joints, period. It is associated with a diffusion, period. However, the pain is now causing a right hip and ankle pain, period. She notes that the left hip pain radiates down the leg. It is typically 6/10, period. It is constant. It is improved with rest, but worsened with activity. She has medical history on hypertension, next number bipolar disorder, next number adrenal insufficiency, next number human growth hormone insufficiency, next number pituitary tumor, past surgical history, pituitary resection, next number back surgery, next number weight loss surgery, next number benign breast tumor, next number C-section, next number tubal ligation. The medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams 1 PRN, Norco 10/325 1 PRN, Multivite 1 daily, Latuda 80 milligrams 1 daily, vitamin D3 1 daily, Lisinopril 20 milligrams 1 daily, Hydrocortisone 10 milligrams, i.e. 5 milligrams, 15 milligrams in AM, and 10 milligrams PM. Gabapentin 400 milligrams BID, Cymbalta 60 milligrams BID, Celebrex 200 milligrams 1 daily PRN. Note to self, please review medications in more detail, period. The allergies, doxycycline results in abdominal pain and hematochezia. The family history, mother had diabetes, grandmother had diabetes and heart disease, father died with pancreatic cancer, aunt has breast cancer. Social history, she reports occasional alcohol use, but no cigarette or drug use. The review of systems, neurologic, she has left leg weakness. Psychiatric, she reports that she is using psychiatric medications and is in the psychiatric care. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs. Blood pressure 112/75, pulse 78, respiratory rate 16, height 72 inches, weight 275 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no deep distress. The skin exam revealed tattoos of the left lower extremity, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, there's tenderness at the left medial joint line period. There is minimal effusion present period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm in first degree block, heart rate 71 beats per minute. There is slight SD elevation in beats B1 and B2, suggesting a prior atrioseptal myocardial infarction period. She has a echocardiogram dated November 20th, 2015. This reveals mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Global LV systolic function was normal. No regional wall motion abnormality noted. No significant valvular abnormality was noted. The impression, this is a 47-year-old female with history of obesity who had suffered an injury involving the knee, period. She was on MRI, she was found to have a longitudinal oblique horizontal tear of the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus extending to the inferior meniscal surface. Degenerative free edge tearing of the lateral meniscus noted. Intersubstance degeneration and free edge tearing of the medial meniscus without focal tear. It is further noted to be bursitis along the medial collateral ligament without injury to the MCL side compartment. Spondylosis was further noted, period. Patient cell type 1, meniscus, medial derangement left, next number, unilateral primary osteoarthritis left knee, next number, degenerative tear of the medial meniscus of right knee, period. The patient was felt to require left knee arthroscopic medial and or lateral meniscus, partial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, and debridement, period. Patient is noted to be clinically stable. She does have a abnormal EKG, but she is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective. Echocardiogram previously revealed LVH and normal systolic function, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rowan Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.